It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The attorney for the two men who claim that Jussie Smollett paid them to stage an attack on him spoke to the media on Monday to correct some rumors that have come out about her clients.
So they were paid $3,500 said for personal training. You're not disputing that, sir. They were paid for the training.
Correct.
Not paid to stage the attack.
You know, it would be such an easy narrative to just say it that way, but it's unfortunately a very complicated relationship for them, because it's if you're friends and I'm saying, hey, I'm going to pay you for training, I'm also asking you to do me a favor.
And the favor was to stage the attack?
And the favor was to stage the attack.
She says the brothers deeply regret their involvement.
What they are really focused on right now and what I can tell you about their reaction is that they feel tremendously regretful for their role in this, in their involvement in this situation. Mm-hmm. And all the other peripherals are outside of their main focus right now, which is to pick up the pieces of what this has done to their lives and to try to make this something positive, you know, try to make something positive for them and have a positive impact on the community.
The Bachelor aired night one of its two-part finale last night. Fans were left with a cliffhanger last week as 27-year-old former football player Colton Underwood hopped a fence after admitting he was in love with Cassie, who had just dumped him. Colton, who was already the first virgin bachelor, well, that's not true. He's not the first virgin bachelor in history. Sean Lowe is the first virgin bachelor.
Okay.
Somebody that's a Bachelor fan, call me, 833-JOE-ALEX. I am right about that, right? What I'm reading here is not correct. But he is a virgin, so he became the first person to go from three women left to being zero women left. Because, like, the one that he wanted didn't want him, and then he just dumped everybody else last night.
So what's he doing?
So he broke things off with Hannah G and Tasia. He then admitted that he had plans to get Cassie back. The episode last night ended with him knocking on her door, and he told the camera, Cassie left me, but I still love her. I don't want to leave here without her. So part two is going to air tonight, part two of the finale at 8 on ABC Eastern Time.
What do you think if a guy did that? Like this in your real life? Like
so hot.
You did that? You'd want him to come for you?
Yes.
Chase mama?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering what you would think about that.
I like it when a guy like pursues me and chases me and like doesn't let me leave. Like that's what every girl wants, I think.
Except for that restraining order you had to file.
Will you answer one of those and see if they're calling me to help me with this?
Yeah, I can totally do that. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Jackie.
Jackie, you got bachelor stuff here?
Yes, I do remember Sean Lowe. He was not a virgin, but he was like a born-again Christian.
Oh.
So he was celibate for quite a while.
See, okay. Alex, I think you messed up on a side note because you're waiting till you're married. You should like be doing it right now. Then when you get married, like, I'm born again. All that waiting. Hey,
yeah, I guess I could have.
Thank you for calling in.
Conor McGregor was arrested last night in Miami. The UFC superstar was arrested on charges of felony strong-arm robbery and misdemeanor criminal mischief after he allegedly slapped away the phone of somebody trying to take a picture of him. He also then allegedly stomped on the phone several times. Conor posted bail and left the Miami-Dade County Jail later in the evening. And Wendy Williams is launching a substance abuse hotline. This is really good news. She announced on her talk show yesterday that her family's Hunter Foundation has partnered with Trust to launch a national 24-hour resource hotline. It's 1-800-5-HUNTER, and it will provide resources to those suffering from drug addiction or substance abuse, their families and loved ones, or the general public to receive education and awareness information. Wendy battled a drug addiction in the past and last year, so she launched. Well, in the past, she battled a drug addiction, and then last year, she launched the Be Here national campaign designed to combat drug addiction and substance abuse in communities. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here, this kind of is more of a producer pork chop thing, even though I got a couple of dogs named Benny and Patty, but I want to know what one sentence you would communicate to your pet. Yeah, I know Alex is like, what the heck is this about? We'll explain next here on Radio Now.